can still remember the smell of fresh oil from my granddaddy's duck gun. And not getting a wink of sleep, waiting for the morning to come. And then there's the time my dad and I went a line down at Lake Lake. That's where he taught me to tie this knot that I still use today. These are the memories that mean so much to me. Spending precious time outside with the love of family.
The hit was perfect. We went back out and it was.
This message will be handed down for all eternity.
Good job.
You teach your child about the wild and respect the land and sea.
There he is, baby.
Trust in the Lord and most of all, carry on the legacy. Carry on.
But then I seen his doe walk out right here. And I knew in a few minutes this buck's gonna be up. And he came out.
I saw tears in Mom's eyes Christmas 85 when it began to snow.
My absolute favorite time of the year.
When I hollered loud, Santa brought my first bow.
Got it!
Dear folks came miles away just to see my sisters.
And Tristan saw this buck and he just sent
a punch. Did I. Man, it was such a good year. These are the memories that mean so much to me.
Dad, thanks for taking me home.
Spending precious time outside with the love of family. And this message will be handed down for all eternity.
Oh, that is an awesome gobbler. Way to go, Jimmy Buck.
Straight down.
Arizona.
One more duck to kill in our limits, and it's got to be a greenhead, and it's going to be mine.
While they're young before our seasons come and go. These are the memories that mean so much to me.
Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Eye.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls, welcome back. Is that awesome, Vogler Vogler?
I love the
legacy.
Kids.
And
oh, gotcha.
That's what it's all about, and wanted to play that this morning. And talking about kids, of course, you're listening to KFNS 590 The Fan. What else do we do here, Matty G, besides 590 today? What else is this thing? This is what is this place?
InsideSTL.com.
There it is. And the Vogler Vogler and Peanut having a great Saturday morning here in December. We've played the birthday song. We're back, and speaking of kids, we just had a youth hunt. They let the kids clean up the mess the adult hunters did during the gun season, let them come on right after Thanksgiving. How'd our kids do?
Young hunters checked nearly 3,000 awesome. Deer during the late youth portion. Reports 2,944, with the top harvest counties. Pike was 70, checked. Howe with 55, Osage with 52. If you spread that out, there's going to be every county took a good amount of deer.
That's good. With the kids, it's awesome. That's always good news. I love to hear about the kids. I just finished a piece for Midwest Outdoors. I don't want to give it away, but it's for not this next couple issues out, all about the kids, and I can't wait for that to come out and share that with everybody, because I decided it was time to really do something good for the kids again.
Well, last year they had it in January, that late season youth hunt, and they only took 2,300,
They didn't freeze to death.
664.
We're right back to the same thing we always talk about. Give the kids the prime time. Let the adults has hunted their whole life and got months to hunt with archery and muzzleloader, and let the kids have the good time. Let them hunt. I always say that. What else you got for me?
Conservation Federation launched his new podcast.
Before you say that, you know, was the thing about this show, 17 years on the air and all that. What I can't get over is this old guy thing. Right before we come back, I'm listening to the comeback, and I've got this thing, this really brilliant thing I wanted to say and share with our listeners. And up to right now, I still have no idea what that was. Maybe it'll come to me before the end of the show. I have no idea. I hate it when I do that.
When you talk
about... Is that a senior moment?
That is a senior moment. Man. I have a lot of those, but that's played one too many games with no helmets, so...
Well, you've come a long ways. I've told people that before. I mean, when I first met you, you was licking the inside of the Shark Bus and eating the liner out of your bump helmet. I mean, you have come a long ways.
Was,
yeah.
Well, it's that secret ceremony from you and John, you know, before that.
Yeah, I have that picture. I'm going to start posting that again. Anybody kiss a goat's nutsack on the air, I mean.
Well, you talk about neat organizations. Honored American Veterans Afield announces the completion
of the hand going. You see that?
Of a Learn to Shoot Again class for Center for the Intrepid Patients. CFI is a rehabilitation facility to treat.
You know why your right hand is stronger than your left hand?
I got an idea.
Family burn victims located at Brooks Army Medical Center in Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, Texas. But they're taking wounded warriors out and teaching them how to hunt and fish again. Third annual OACF Fun Fishing event salutes veterans, the Outdoor Adventure Conservation Fund, and sport fishing boat owners. Captains out there in Miami Marina gave a vote of gratitude and respect for five military veterans by hosting them a day of fishing in honor of Veterans Day.
I remember when Bill Cooper said, come back down to the cabin. He said, that turkey tent down in the field, is that the Vogler Vogler? I said, yeah. He said, you know, I didn't know there was grouse down here. I heard grouse drumming in there.
That's the one every time I was throwing up, the birds were gobbling back.
Gobbling at the throwing up. That's, you know, one time I left a party, and we did a seminar at Jefferson College years ago, and I had a suit jacket on, you know, a sports coat and cowboy boots and slacks and all that. And the guys picked me up and took me to about 30 bars. The next thing I know, we're on Johnson Mountain at daylight. I'm still dressed, got a drink in my hand, and I'm owl hooting when another vehicle of guys pulled in to scout and hit me with their headlights and saw me standing out there with a drink in my hand, throwing up in cowboy boots and a jacket, you know, in the middle of 30,000 acres, and they just turned around and left.
Well, I love that the one time, here's this bird at 15 yards. Was that 15 yards, you think?
Oh, yeah.
The decoys?
If it was 15, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe 10.
They're in the decoys. I'm on all four, and I'm blowing lunch for sure, and the gun is in the blind.
Yeah, you is that when Whitehead called you Monica Lewinsky?
I didn't know here that one. That must be okay. One he didn't ever tell me.
He said you was on all fours.
But that was great, you know, because I and it just
where's the rim shot on that? Come
I,
on,
I need to add it as a hotkey for your show now. Give me a second here. We're on. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll find it. Hold on. Here, delayed reaction. There. Say it again.
Is that what, I can't even say it now. Called you Monica Lewinsky?
Yeah. You have to ask Bob about that. Bing.
There we got it. Where is
that
this show going?
That was terrible radio.
Yeah.
Nothing magical about that. We could rewind and do it all over again.
Okay. I got to read one for.
Okay.
For our buddy Joel. Springfield Armory in Action Target Giveaway offers Saint AR-15 rifle and popper targets. Springfield Armory.
What's a popper target?
I don't know that. And Action Target are pleased to announce the giveaway and offering of a lucky winner to a ready-to-go combination of a brand new Saint AR-15 rifle and five Action PT popper targets. Contestants can enter a giveaway by visiting Action Target Facebook page.
Awesome.
So you can go to Action Target and you can register for something, Joel, and you can win it.
That's
not
cool.
You, but everybody
can. Everybody can. Am I going to behave with Dave Gintz? Am I not going to tell him we need a suicide prevention line for ice fishermen? I think we'll play some cracking ice for this guy. He's going to be out on the ice. He's going to be fishing. So we'll have Matt put some ice cracking underneath the guy because he's out on the ice.
This is great. Most of those guys, everybody thinks sometimes a little blind. One of my customers up there it's 8x16 is his wax yak, and he's like,
rip shot.
He has heater in there. He has television. He has everything. You know, because it was Super Bowl weekend, and I said, you're going to miss the game.
You know, in the next segment, we are going to talk about clients, right?
Oh,
I hope you let those folks know. Maybe I'll get a piece of pie when I go back out there. Yes, I'm begging. Boy, they're pies. They're desserts. They're cakes. Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll talk about that in the next segment. We got lots of commercials. We got lots of commercials.
Got to pay bills.
We got to pay the bills, so I think we're going to take a break.
We're from Midwest Outdoors Studios.
In the bunker.
Live mobile on demand. Man.
And what's the call letters again? I can't read it.
590 AM.
And then it's InsideSTL.com.
But wow, what's the other one? It's written on here.
What's the other one? Yeah, it's written, but it's, you can't read it because we're old.
105.7
HD. There you got it. 590 FM. The fan, yes.
What's HD?
Maddie G, the Vogler Vogler, and
that
Peanut.
Dynamite.
And this is your handsome but yet humble host, taking you into commercial after that disgusting segment. And we'll see you all on the other side, baby.
Mercifully.